We'll move on to item number 31. John Canta, you're back in the Badger's box, urban deer management.
Got a little back and forth today. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief. So we have urban deer management on the agenda, and really what this is a follow-up to a question that Chairman Olson asked at the last meeting. And, you know, that question was, why don't we look to translocate some of these deer out of the municipalities where we're issuing kill permits to address some of the issues with deer in those municipalities? And so as a result of that, we did set up a meeting with Chairman Olson and Commissioner Beese, who also has an interest in this topic. I think we had a nice discussion. We talked about a lot of the pros and cons and some of the concerns that staff have with translocating deer in the state. At that meeting, the commissioners asked us, you know, would any of these cities be interested in even working with us on such a project? And so we did reach out to Sioux Falls and Rapid City. And Sioux Falls was a firm no. Rapid City, I would put it this way, that they were more than willing to pass the problem off to us. And so they would provide a very minimal amount of funding and ask us to completely address all of the deer issues in the city. And currently they're removing up to 250 deer in the city, 250 whitetails, I should say. You know, at that meeting, we talked about other opportunities that are present with these municipalities, and namely the fact that, you know, there is opportunity to hunt within municipalities, within city limits. And that's been proven time and again, and there's a whole number of examples out there, large and small. There's archery hunting in Minneapolis, for example, Omaha, Nebraska. And just a slew of smaller cities that are allowing hunting opportunities within the city. Now, by and large, those opportunities are archery hunting, which makes sense. You know, they don't want bullets flying around the city and such. But there is a lot of opportunity, I think, to be tapped there. We do push that right now. And currently, we do have an archery hunting, deer hunting opportunity in Sioux Falls. We started one in Rapid City 2 years ago. Custer, Spearfish, Whitewood, there are a few of those cities that we are working with them to provide that opportunity right now. And so really, as a result, and I should mention, I'm sorry, looking at my notes here, the commission did take action, 2019, I believe it was, where we could issue out archery licenses valid just for these municipalities so that we could get folks to pick up those licenses and then burn those archery hunting tags in the city rather than using their statewide tags. So that was a great move and helped to provide this opportunity. But so really what it comes down to is, you know, as a result of these discussions and talking with Secretary Roblin and Director Kirschenman, we really feel like there's more opportunity to be had here. And a priority should be for us to expand these opportunities in the cities. And, you know, one thing Secretary Roebling and I discussed is we may even hold some of these municipalities feet to the fire a bit more, meaning, you know, before we allow them to just go kill deer, we press them harder and push them a little further to allow these, you know, recreational opportunities, these hunting opportunities in the cities. And so we intend to do just that, and staff are actually working on some different ideas on how we can expand opportunities where we're currently hunting and then also introduce it to some of these other cities that are coming to us with issues with deer. Sturgis is a great example. I know we're working up in Aberdeen. There's some other cities that I think there's just some great opportunity that we can be taking advantage of and at the same time helping to address some of their issues with deer in city limits. And so that's the update I have for you, Mr. Chair, and I'd certainly take any questions or be willing to discuss this with you. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Any questions or comments from the commission? Commissioner Whitmer.
Yeah, thank you, John. On the 250 whitetail that Rapid City looked at reducing, is that an annual number or is that kind of a purge that they'd like to do that would stick for a while.
Through the chair.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Whitmire, yes. So Rapid City has actually been removing deer since, I believe it was 1996. And that varies from, there was a couple of years where they didn't remove any deer, but typically we're somewhere in that 100 to 300 deer range. They do have quite a problem with property destruction, you know, deer eating ornamentals and things of that nature. We have public safety issues primarily in the way of vehicle strikes, but also we do have some aggressive deer that we deal with in Rapid City that cause some issues. But yeah, so they've been killing deer for quite some time in Rapid City. And then there's certainly some other cities that have come online, but Rapid City would have been the first and the longest this far.
Follow up on that. Now, with the city, do they need a permit from the department to purge those deer? I mean, is that something that many cities do, or how does that work?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, so we have a process that we go through. So if a city approaches us and asks to address a deer problem in the city, what we do first and foremost is ask them to write a management plan. Now we assist with that and offer suggestions, ideas, and you know, plans from other cities. In that plan, they have to identify the problem and what they're dealing with for issues, how they're tracking those issues. They have to identify a way to survey the deer population within the city so that we have some numbers to work with to understand what kind of impact we're having with the tape. And they also have to come up with some non-lethal measures to try to address the deer situation. Once they complete that and then also do the survey that we assist with, then we allow them to write a request for a kill permit, and if approved, then you know, we take that to the department secretary. Then that approval would come from the secretary's office. So that's kind of the process that we go through in a nutshell.
Additional comments or questions on the urban deer management presentation? Commissioner Spring.
Is there a deer tag applied for these kills in Rapid City? I mean, do the hunters themselves get a tag, or is it just a voluntary deal?
Through the chair.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Spring, so for the kill permit, and again, that's authorized from the secretary's office, it's authorized typically to the mayor or his or her designee. And so typically what you see is city employees or police officers that do the culling. So that's the kill permit side of things. On the hunting side of things, yes, every individual that harvests a deer within the city limits has to have a state-issued license, and that's currently how we're operating it. And in all cases right now, well, I shouldn't say that. In most cases right now, those are antlerless licenses. Custer is actually allowing some any deer harvest opportunity as well. But in all cases, they have licenses.
Good to know. Thanks. Any other questions for John while we have him? If not, we're going to